We are back. This is called Sabatino, and this is Mitch Sabatino. This is our closing segment. I want to bring up a topic that I've heard quite a bit of over the course of the last, I'd say, the last 3 or 4 months, and it's about America working. It's about America working. I'm not talking about working as a job, but America, the system working. And for all the naysayers, and there's quite a few out there, I'm going to tell you this. It works. I invite you to go to any other country on the planet. I almost dare you to, for the naysayers out there. The problems we have in this country are paled by comparison. And I'm going to tell you why. I've lived around the world. It's remarkable. It's different. But it's not America. And I'm going to tell you why. In America, you have an opportunity to move. You don't have that opportunity anyplace else. You have an opportunity to speak and speak out. Do we have our problems? Without question. We have a crime problem. Have had one. We have more people in jail per capita than any other civilized country in the world, or Western civilized country in the world. And that's remarkable in itself when you say it, but we do. But we don't kill those people. At least we fight to keep them alive. In many other countries in this world, in the civilized world, as they call it, I'm not quite sure how we define civilized any longer. I give you the former Soviet Union as an example that killed more people than were killed by the Nazis in World War II. And they've been doing it for a longer period of time. You went out to the gulags and you died in the gulags. You're still not allowed, by the way, out in those areas of now Russia. They're off limits to the population. There's no place in this country that I know of in the world, in this country, in America, Alaska and Hawaii included, that are off limits other than military zones. And so I say to the naysayers, America works. I say to the naysayers out there, and there are many, when you look at our, what we define now as our broken Capitol Hill system, it has its problems. But there is the fifth column that keeps it on its toes. And that's the business that we're in, which is the business of news and journalism. You don't have it to such an extent in other parts of the world. Believe me, I invite you to go. And I have invited some to go to Japan. Go to England. Go to France. You will find that system to be one heck of a lot more controlled than you would imagine. But not here in America. In this country, we, by the way, a thought, and it just came to me while I was in this diatribe that I'm on. We have given more to the world financially in dollars and human sweat than any other country on this planet by 5 to 10 times, if not more. We saved this planet, and it was called World War II. Think of what the world would have been like with Adolf Hitler and the Japanese Empire. And think of what the Japanese Empire did to their prisoners of war. Notwithstanding what the Germans did, the Nazi. America saved the world from that. That great generation, we talk about them often enough, America's greatest generation. Well, it was. We could not redo that. I admit that. That's one thing I will admit to. Americans today could not do what they did from 1941 through 1945. Only 4 years. Fought a global war. Put 16 million men and women under arms and in uniform. Got them over there and brought them back and defeated two enemies on a global scale, the likes of which this planet had never seen. We did that. America did that. It was our system that did that. Our education system, they scream about, our education is, we're fourth in this and 25th in that and 36th in that. Damn it. They're American children and they're learning in a free and open environment. And by the way, No one has even mentioned the naysayers, if you will, that it's all the world comes to our colleges and our universities. And when we go over there, is by the way, nowhere in proportion to how many come here. Because this is America, you see. Why do they do that? Sometimes it's called the looking glass self. If we examine ourselves very carefully with all of our problems, there are many. And there are many. But not like living in the countries around the world that I've lived in. Even so much as to go out in the morning and get a cup of coffee sometimes, or try to take a walk down a street. I grant you to try to do that in Geneva, Switzerland, where you need a flashlight to walk down the block. Because they don't have any lights on. If the lights are on, they're on so low a level, you can't see anything. And I'm stumbling and blowing in alleys looking for a restaurant. I got lost twice. It may seem small, but it's important. It affords us the freedom for movement. We can pick up ourselves and go from here to there, here to there. And many people do it 4 and 5 and 6 times during the course of their life with their families. Not like any other country on this globe. When the world looks for help, they call us. When the world looks for medical help, they call the United States of America, military and otherwise. Do we have problems once again? Oh, gosh. I don't know how some of them are going to be solved. But we're in the battle. And that's what this country is all about. The founding fathers weren't considered geniuses for no reason at all. They created a system. You see, it is a system. It doesn't matter whether you are black or white or Asian or Indian. It doesn't matter whether you're American Indian and or Indian. It doesn't matter whether you're from the Philippines or from Kuala Lumpur. When you are educated in this system and brought up in this system, notice how they all have the same milieu, if you will, the same feeling about things, because it's the system that gives it to them. Doesn't matter what their color is. Freedom of religion? I could talk about that all day. Good heavens. Speak out of turn in what is considered a democratic country, France, if you're Jewish. Good heavens. It's not fun. And so to the naysayers in this country, the battle is always going to be fought. There's not going to be a peaceful environment upon which this system, this great experiment, as Ben Franklin said, will work. For God's sake, we only fought a civil war 150 years ago. And in some respects, we're still fighting that war. But we're getting through it. And yes, there is difficulty with color. And yes, there is difficulty with language. But we're getting through it. And we will. The answer in many countries around the world is to kill. You don't agree with that person's religion, you shoot them. And I give you countries that were considered and still are considered civilized. The great freedom is the American system. We the people is how it starts. It's a dynamic system. It's a system that has growth. And we're only 200 years into this. The Roman Empire went on for 600 years. When you think about it in perspective, and we always lose perspective with history, the naysayers say, well, it's what's happening today. No, it's what happened 200 years ago in We the People, when the Constitution was written, and this balanced system of the executive, legislative, judicial. It's remarkable, and it works. Is it the best system on the planet? The best one we have now. And it gives them the opportunity to speak. And it is changing, and it will continue to change. I want them to understand that. I want our listeners to understand that. You can speak in this country. You can make a difference. One person. There are very few other places upon which you can do that. Do believe me on that, ladies and gentlemen. And I do want you to remember that there may be doubt, but there's always hope here. There may be doubt, but there's always hope. this system, not necessarily perfect, works. And to the naysayers out there, you're more than welcome to drop me a note or call jsabatino@gmail.com anytime you'd like. Delighted to get into the debate. It's been a wonderful time, but a missing time because Rollins not here. And thank you all for listening in. Rollins joins me again next week, and I do miss him. He gets me into a lot of trouble. Kevin, thank you. Behind the glass.
Thank you, Carl. Entertaining show. Enjoyed it a lot.
Thank you. Couldn't do it without you. Carl Sabatino, Smith Sabatino, America Weekend, Envision Radio Networks. Until next time.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free. And get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.